It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern.
What's going down with the young crowd?
Something almost animal, rooted in the brainstem.
A shortcut to regret and ruin.
This is about you.
Bless us o'er Iceland, a yodel-ay-hee-ho, Canada, come on in, the radio is fine. This is what you get today, a much-loved and lamented cultural theorist conducts the final experiment. Tie-dye tees, teens, and BCN go to the summer of love. And our political panel goes south. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Last week in Berlin, Marlon Rallentando, the last of the submonoists, passed away. Submonoism, the philosophy and artistic theory, has had more influence over cultural practice in Newfoundland than any other aesthetic principle, and Marlon Rallentando arguably defined it. Award-winning documentary filmmaker Armand Rossi is currently working on a profile of the submonoists for RAI Italian Television and Bundesbus Fernsehen Channel 1 of Leipzig. Welcome to the Great Eastern.
A sad day for culture in Newfoundland.
Yes, another.
Feeling that he had nothing more to contribute, Marlon Rallentando fed himself to the lions at the Berlin Zoo.
Armand, it seems such a trite gesture.
Perhaps his creative powers were failing him. Perhaps it was, however pedestrian, the only thing left to do. Standing outside the enclosure, watching the giant cats dismember him, I couldn't but think that this end was not worthy of such a monumental...
Hypothesizer?
Yes. You knew Marlon Rallentando personally, didn't you?
I knew him to see him, to say hello, but my personal contact with submonoism was almost exclusively through composer Hugh Kuva.
The other submonoists held him in very high regard.
They were in awe of his mind and his dogged refusal to acknowledge it, I suppose.
That makes sense, of course. Rallentando was the author of their manifesto, The Tactics of Noise and Five Stratagems Maltese.
That book... How many times did I pick it up only to find it utterly incomprehensible?
And then one day...
Oh, yeah, I was so tired, too, and suddenly it all made sense. It was a mind-opening...
And ultimately destroying...
...experience, yeah. When you finally see, I mean really see, that beginnings are endings, the conception of art is its destruction.
That all narrative is epilogue, that true art is in the event before the fact, the force of the UGG.
Still like a lightning bolt. Armand, do you have some tape for us?
Yes, we begin with Carl Maria Brieshandler, Rallentando's personal secretary.
Hugh and some of the other submonoists dabbled in the atonal thing briefly, but Marlon didn't think it was going anywhere. Though atonal, this music was still after the fact. It was event. It was conceptualized.
Resulting then in Rallentando's two compositions.
Musical proposals. The first, to encase Roy Thompson Hall in concrete, and the second, to blow up the Boston Pops.
Marlon would often make a point with his little pistol, or any sharp instrument at hand.
Cedric Holloway.
Kuva, for all his brilliance, just did not understand the first stratagem Maltese.
If it is happening, it is done?
Yes. Hugh said this was an observation and not a strategy. And that even so, what did it mean? When Marlon put the gun to Hugh's head and said, "One last time, if it is happening, it is done," you could see the lights go on. It had suddenly become clear. Hugh was on his knees weeping with the sheer joy of it.
Yes, it was during a medical examination that he claimed to have found his UGG.
Well, how would you describe that?
Marlon felt that there was a primal force behind all artistic impulse. Something almost animal, rooted in the brainstem, with nodes throughout his body. This he named the UGG. The pure, physical source of creativity, unencumbered by notions of audience, genre, realization, content.
He was strongly opposed to content.
He would become furious whenever it was proposed.
Stella Artois in Lisbon, on Marlon Rallentando, dead at 84.
So sad. What a loss.
Thankfully, he's left us the tactics of noise and five stratagems Maltese.
I'll never forget reaching the end of the book after some 760 pages of dense prose, dissecting and defining four stratagems, and suddenly wondering, almost in a panic, what is the fifth stratagem? What's right. the fifth stratagem? And then turning to the final page and reading, This is about you. Wow. Marlon Rallentando, 1913 to 1997.
Come on, kids! Come on up Gander Bay way. Come on up to Uncle Jack's Jack.
You might have a little fun. No, you don't get a shock there, Esau.
It's fun for the whole family.
Uh-oh, it's the cable, kids.
Come on out, Jack. Keep your hands where we can see you.
Let them have it, kids.
Every Saturday at 1, Uncle Jack's Shack, only on VCM.
Down crumbling steps and ever downwards, time traveling again, past discarded machineries and yellowing personnel files, to the vault, where Director of Radio Ish Lundrigan awaits us with another offering from the BCN Archive. How are you, Ish? You look like you've got something on your mind today.
You've read the editorial in the Daily Telegraph attacking the BCN?
Another one? No, I didn't. The ratings have got me really unnerved, and I got this gas or something. It's up in my arm.
A drain on public funds. The BCN is antiquated, adrift, bunged up, and rife with labor strife. Oh, a little poetic flourish there. Unless the public broadcaster can develop programming relevant to contemporary tastes and concerns, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I agree with that last bit.
I have two words for you, Paul. New Coke.
Excuse me?
Relevant to contemporary tastes and concerns is cold. What they mean is programs that appeal to a younger audience.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
One of the first lessons I ever learned as director of radio. No matter how noble the intention, catering to the youth market is a dangerous game, a shortcut to regret and ruin.
Well, those are strong words, Ish.
A volatile, unforgiving, and traitorous audience without substance.
You sound like a spurned lover.
I'd just been appointed director of radio.
After your father retired.
Yeah, 1967. Ben Trovato and I got to talking about creating a program for young people. And since I wasn't going to be doing BCN Bandstand anymore.
You did Bandstand until 1967.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben was head of the BCN Youth Advisory Council, so I figured he was a good man for the job. A bit idealistic for my taste, but good-hearted, you know.
Well, I do indeed, yeah.
The show was originally going to be called Club Teen. A good name for a show, huh?
Yeah.
Had a ring. Club Teen. Anyway, Ben spent the summer holidays with his cousin out in San Francisco. And when he got back, the concept had, well, changed somewhat. From 1967, Ben Trovato with It's Now.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What's going down? Whatever it is, it's now. With me, your DJ man, Ben Trovato. Peace, everybody. Today we're going to make the scene with a sociologist cat from Memorial University, Dr. Theodore Wells. What's happening, man?
Thank you for inviting me to speak on your program, Ben.
So, Theo, you've been hanging out with the hip cats and chicks on the teen scene here in town. Is that right, man?
Yes. I've just completed an in-depth survey of the goals of young people in our changing society.
Right on.
Excuse me?
What's going down with the young crowd?
Well, Ben, the last decade has seen significant changes in family structure. I think that helps to explain why the traditional authority of parents is being questioned.
I can dig it.
Well, I also think we've shown conclusively that changes in everything from diet to school curricula have produced a generation that's oriented towards a different set of values.
That's far out.
I'm afraid, Ben, I just don't know what you're talking about.
That's cool. I think that I know where you're coming from.
He's gotten a little ahead of his time, I suppose you might say.
That's right. Didn't Ben hold a happenings in the cafeteria?
Encounter sessions, I think they were called. Ben would wear his paisley It's Now neckerchiefs, and of course his Van Dyke and his sideburns.
Did it work? I mean, did you get the young crowd listening?
Oh, yes, and the BCN youth hootenannies grew enormously. All the hot bands that play there.
The Boat?
Yeah, yeah.
Ash Wednesday?
Yes, yeah, yeah, whatever. But then it all started to go awry. Let's see.
There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun.
No, that's not it.
The ruin of many a poor boy.
Here it is.
That's right, love children. We're going to go down to Yasgur's farm, going to join in song and celebration. The magic bus leaves for Woodstock from in front of the BCN building on Saturday, July the 15th. The trip of a lifetime, man. Power to the now generation. It's the youth hootenanny of all time. Everyone who boards the BCN Magic Bus will get a complimentary It's Now Love Kit, including...
The BCN went to Woodstock?
No. Oh. It was tragic, really. Ben let too much hang out. He knew there were lots of kids going to be going anyway. He was just trying to make sure they had a safe way down and back. But the parents started going crazy. Said he was fomenting revolution and whatnot. And then Monsignor Forward and the very right Reverend Drover gave their joint pastoral screed on sexual anarchy. And finally, the magic bus was refused passage on the ferry at Port-au-Basque.
And the show was taken off the air?
No, I stood by him through it all. But then a few months later, the LSD scandal exploded.
The LSD scandal?
Yes, some LSD started circulating that had a likeness of Ben on it.
But sure, Ben had nothing to do with that, Ish. That acid was made by some other person I heard about.
I know, but it was bad publicity for the station. What could I do?
Poor Ben.
He bounced back just fine after a brief rest, you know. Mm. But, Paul, I know you're looking at remaking your image. My advice is to concentrate on grown-ups.
Yeah, sure, Ish. Thanks. We'll see you again soon.
In the vault.
The Great Eastern. Great radio. Coast to coast in Newfoundland. On the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN. 520 on the long wave.
Hey, what's the hubbub, bub? Yes, it's time to play the game the whole family can enjoy. What's that noise from Newfoundland? There's no admission fee, no parental rating. Just drag the kids over in front of the radio and see if you all can guess what this sound is. Hollis Duffett, please do the honors.
And with both hands, I go down into the mailbag and... from somewhere in its depths. And it's Miss I pull out this. It's an email from Fredericton, New Brunswick, the land of Anne, the million-acre farm. And it's from Gerard Furlong. Well, that's an interesting name. I wonder if he's related to the Knob people. Anyway, Gerard writes, "Hello to all the people back on the rock, still following the show closely. The Christmas special was excellent." Thank you, Gerard. He continues, "The sound from Newfoundland, if it isn't a boat slash ship rubbing against its rubber fenders," it's not, that's what I thought it was too, sound rubbing rubber fenders, "it is the sound of the rubber conveyor belt that feeds the machines at the Newfoundland Margarine Company. When I worked there, I heard that sound all day, every day. I kept wondering how a belt that was moving greasy margarine could be so loud. Best to all, and keep up the work. That is our intention and our contracted mandate. P.S. I have an order in the mail for a T-shirt, and that's from Gerard F. Furlong in Fredericton, Nouveau Brunswick. Well, Gerard, you bring up two very important points. First, your guess at the noise is wrong. Sorry, it's not the greasy belt at Newfoundland Margarine. And second, the matter of T-shirts. We're moving some of those items through our souvenir kiosk, and we're also honoring mail orders through our website. But we've experienced some rough trade, in a manner of speaking. Some of the checks have come back, NSF, as it were, and that means bounced. Now, we've entertained various means of redress in this affair, stopping the sale of T-shirts, sending a goon squad, that was my idea, and finally, the notion that carried the day, that of my boss, Ish Lundrigan, identifying the offending persons on the national airwaves. Anyway, for now, you know who you are. Next week, all of Canada will know, too. Well, the legal nicety is out of the way. Let's hear the noise one more time before we go. Hollis,
s'il vous plaît. And if you know what that sound is, please enter the contest. Our address is The Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. And now, from the other side of Putney Bridge, here's Richard Thompson, Business on You.
I got sinister things waiting for you in my rifle bag. Egyptian rings and the dust of kings and the tooth of a hag. The bones of keys, the tongues of cheats and a mad dog's eye. But I'm gonna make you love me and you won't know why. I've got all the magic I need. All the magic I need. I've got all the magic I need. I'm gonna do the business on you. I'm gonna do the business on you. I'm gonna do the business on you. I've got all. I got a drop of Elvis sweat from Caesar's Palace. I've got Virginia McKenna's tears from a town like Dallas. I've got a hair from the underwear of the Empress Josephine. But I'm gonna come for you, darling, in the middle of a dream.
With some BCN programming highlights. Immediately following The Great Eastern, it's Look It's with host Ricky Parabrame. Today, Look It's Longing. Ricky responds to a number of personal ads investigating what today's singles want in a relationship. Single East Indian male, recently non-smoker, likes the out-of-doors, league darts, and country music. Seeks female 25 to 35 for adventure. This week on Look It's. At 1:30 on Jock and Jill, Hubie Hendrix hosts live coverage of the 1997 Nordic Games from the Drodge Family Motors Ice Halla in St. Anthony. Featured is an interview with the pride of Greenland, Einar Red Olafsson, three-time gold medalist in the longboat sculls. Then Hubie joins Puffy Barber and Toe Rousel for a sauna and a birch flaying in the Athlete's Longhouse, before moving on to Aquavit, reindeer ribs, and vigorous commentary on the week's events. Valhallic antics with Hubie, Puff, and Toe at the Nordic Games. Tomorrow morning, join host Bernard Ayres for the Happy Tightwad. Bernard is back from the Team Canada mission with a briefcase full of Asian investment opportunities. Chinese prison labor, Korean tear gas futures, Soeharto kickback protocol, and why not? A new Filipino bride. That's Bernard Ayres, the Happy Tightwad, tomorrow morning at 8. A weekend full of entertaining and informative programming only on BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
Bonjour. I am Chef Paul Benoit of the Hotel Palmer Hotel and host of Paul's Pot. This week, the science of cuisine and the cuisine of science. What is the cosine of chowder? The pudding coefficient? The relation of risotto to relativity? The answers will come as we prepare curried ham, Heisenberg hot pot, escargot Edison, a sizzling rack of lambda, and a potage of pureed brain. For dessert, a double helix sugar sculpture, and of course, the classic pie. An asymptotic feast at the periodic table. Edo ergo sum. Food for thought. This week on Paul's Pot, Wednesdays at 5:30. What do you want, hey boys? A table.
They have been conspicuously absent for some months now, but I am happy to announce the return of our panel on political culture in Newfoundland. Those listeners who inquired after our pundits will have to excuse our failure to reply. We were prohibited from mentioning anything to do with this panel by order of the Newfoundland courts. The matter has been resolved, or will be shortly. Welcome back to our show, Ariel Flint, host of BCN Show Trial.
Paul?
And J. Richard Kandau, pundit and pollster.
Happy to be here.
And on the line from the Plain of Jars in Laos is Professor of Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's, Carl Johnson. Well, folks, let's get this legal nicety out of the way. On October the 26th of last year, during the course of this segment of our program, certain aspersions were cast upon the good character of J. Richard Kandau relating to matters that cannot be mentioned now or hereafter, which created the impression that Mr. Kandau was or may have been involved in activities of a certain nature that cannot be specified. Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland apologizes to Mr. Kandau, his family, friends, and legal representatives. Now, the hard part of the settlement. J. Richard, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm afraid, Ariel, that we can't continue until this matter.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hmm? Were you speaking to me?
I am sorry, J. Richard.
I beg your pardon.
Don't push your luck.
Carl? I guess we've got some problem with Carl's line. We'll try and clear that up directly. Let's get back into the groove, everybody, because a lot has transpired since last we convened. And most surprisingly, perhaps, J. Richard, you are now on record as saying the country is going too far to the right? Can this be true?
It's a trick.
What I said is that the rush to occupy the terrain on the right was proceeding too quickly. People are going to run out of room before the next elections. Mike Harris, I mean, I love you, guy, but slow down.
Where are the limits, Herr Kandau?
Well, I mean, the Ontario Minister of Justice is already after the women. Who can you vilify next?
Ethnic population?
That's been done. Although I think we can look forward to someone blaming the deficit on Aboriginal peoples.
You know, the real tragedy of people like Mike Harris, Paul Martin, and J. Richard is that the left has failed to capitalize on them.
Clarification, please, Errol.
These guys, busily making Canada safe for banking, they present the biggest, slowest target since Vanderzem. And I have to admit, we're blowing it.
Yeah, you know, the NDP, for instance, they should have made Sven leader instead of, what's her name?
What's her name is a perfectly nice...
Sven Robinson. That guy could have been very, very, very scary.
How so, J. Richard?
Well, he's a big fella. I mean, he looks kind of skinny on TV, but that's only because he's so tall.
What? Are you saying you're physically afraid of Sven?
Think of his reach! And have you seen his boyfriend? The guy is huge!
Oh, now, wait a second, J. Richard. Surely you can't
No. Ed Brybent gave me a shove one time.
Yeah, well, Ed could be vicious.
And the chicks, you know, they would have gone nuts for Sven.
I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, come on, Ariel. Let's speak frankly here. He's a homosexual. Women are more comfortable
with... Do not go down this road, J. Richard.
Oh, you are so. You don't find them sexually threatening. So that way you...
What?
Oh, come on now. Think about it. Doug Young or Sven Robinson?
Doug Young?
Women are sexually attracted to Doug Young. He's a sex symbol in New Brunswick.
Cradle of Confederation.
Paul, do something.
Right. Okay, on to the next topic. Yankee running dogs nip at Canuck heels as Lloyd Axworthy pisses in Uncle Sam's path by paying a visit to Fidel Castro. Now, both J. Richard and Ariel are frequent visitors to Cuba. What gives, compañeros?
Most favored nation status for the Chinese and a hissy fit over Cuba. The hypocrisy of the Yanks is unbelievable.
If I were Lloyd Axworthy, I'd watch it. Fidel betrayed Bob Vesco.
They arrested Robert Vesco.
Vesco is a legitimate businessman and a personal friend of mine, and I am not going to sit here and...
What was his business?
His business?
In which so-called legitimate enterprise was your friend Robert Vesco engaged when they finally lowered the boom?
You are so naive, Ariel. I can't discuss that kind of thing over the air. Jeez, I just squeaked through the last investigation. Thank God you guys went in for the out-of-court settlement.
Hasta la victoria siempre.
Ah, Carl!
Hey, apologize!
I'm not sure I have anything to apologize for.
Right on, Carl.
There's a court order, Carl. You've got to apologize.
Say you're sorry, Johnson!
No,
Say your story!
Well, that's all the time we have for our political panel. I want to thank Ariel Flint and J. Richard Kanda, who are with me in the studio, and Carl Johnson on the line from Laos. Unless we've said anything untoward this time, we'll see you all again soon, looking at the political culture of Newfoundland. The Great Eastern, live to you from Cabot Celebration Central in the Old Town section of St. John's. Our engineer is Hollis Duffett, and the director of radio is Ish Lundrigan. We love hearing from people. So, if you like writing people, write us. Our street address is Care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or drop us a line on the internet. Our address there is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. We have a website, too. Follow us through CBC Radio's homepage to the arts section. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Good afternoon. I'm Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections, purveyors of mouthwatering knobs to Newfoundlanders since 1886. Whether peppermint, bullseyes, or molasses, enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, an announcement. In an effort to provide more accurate meteorological information to our listeners, we are pleased to announce the launch of the BCN weather balloon. Unfortunately, due to an error in our maintenance department, the balloon has gone off course on its maiden voyage. It was last seen heading north over Three Pond Barrens. Anyone retrieving the balloon is asked to immediately contact the station. Now turning to the weekend traffic situation, the Department of Highways has issued a warning. Atmospheric conditions coupled with wet pavement are resulting in ghosting on the 678 South. A mirage-type effect can present motorists with phantom vehicles. Drive defensively in the area of 678 South. In the weather now, perpetual winter gloom for the weekend and continuing through until at least Wednesday.